Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You're listening to AI Audible, the new narrated article podcast from the Anfield Index podcast channel.
How Ginny put on a magic show against Spurs by Sam Maguire. Now you know what I'm going to say to you next if you're a regular listener. This is a Sam piece, so there are images, and you should get to AnfieldIndex.com to look at those images whilst you listen to me blunder my way through Sam's words. And while you're at it, I've heard of an upcoming writer. He's only a kid, he would really appreciate your support. He's penning a latest news column twice a day for AnfieldIndex.com. Maybe you might go and give that a little bit of support as well, on with Sam's piece. Yeah, but what does he actually do? We paid $25 million for a quicker Joe Allen, didn't we? There's no output. He misses sitters and he's pretty safe on the ball. This was a perpetual argument or debate earlier on in the season when it became apparent that Ginny Wijnaldum wasn't going to fulfill all the expectations so many had of him when he made the trip south to join Liverpool from Newcastle United. Wijnaldum arrived at Anfield in the summer with it all to do, big price tag, big reputation, and a history of goals meant that he was expected to settle in from the off and immediately contribute. Expectations weren't refined despite the fact that he was playing in a withdrawn role. Adam Lallana was scoring from a midfield role, so Wijnaldum should have been too. The Dutch midfielder didn't help his case by appearing to lose all his composure and technique when he found himself in the penalty area. Fans weren't seeing the goal threat who had terrorised teams whilst wearing the black and white of the tune. Instead, we were witnessing the rebirth of a player. Instead of being deployed in an attacking midfield role, he was being used as a box-to-box midfielder, and he was shying away from his attacking responsibilities. As boring as it sounds, his job was just to keep the ball moving and cover the ground if there was a turnover in play. He did it well. But because he wasn't scoring a hat-trick or putting in man-of-the-match performances, his contribution went under the radar. He was unappreciated in a team that was putting 4 or 5 goals past teams on a regular basis. It often happens in football, but without goals, performances can be viewed slightly differently. It's beer goggles, but centered around goals. A player can put in a 5 out of 10 performance, but grabs a goal and is automatically an 8 out of 10. Likewise, a player can put in an 8 out of 10 performance, but because he didn't score, it's quickly downgraded to a 6 out of 10. That's just the way it is from time to time. Goals rule supreme in the eyes of many. He was quick off the mark in the assists column, racking up 1 on his debut against Arsenal. He had a further 2 to his name before he opened his scoring account. The 6th in a 6-1 win against Watford, but it wasn't until the end of 2016 that someone let Ginny out of the bottle. He netted the all-important winner against Manchester City on New Year's Eve. He fluffed his lines against Manchester United at Old Trafford, but didn't dwell on it. He then grabbed an assist against Swansea in the forgettable 3-2 defeat before netting the equaliser against Chelsea at Anfield. He sat out the defeat to Hull City, but returned for the game against Spurs to put in a man-of-the-match performance and grab the assist for Sadio Mane's opener. It's ironic that someone who was regularly accused of going into hiding when at Newcastle is putting in performances in quite a few of the big matches for the Reds, almost as though he's turned into a big-game player. He's played a pivotal role in earning 7 points against Chelsea, City and Spurs. He's rightly getting plaudits for his performances, but only because he's involved in the goals. Told you. Goal goggles. It's irrelevant to them that he was putting in such performances earlier on in the season just without the goals and the assists. However, after the performance against Spurs, it's unlikely anybody will be asking what the former PSV player does. He showed everyone just what he's capable of. In the pictures above, Wijnaldum uses intelligence, strength and his pace to put an end to a Spurs attack and get Liverpool onto the counter. In the initial picture, you see the Liverpool number 5 pressurising Christian Eriksen. The Danish midfielder has a simple pass back to Moussa Dembele on, and it would mean Spurs are able to keep pressure on the Reds. But Wijnaldum is able to out-muscle Eriksen, win the ball back and move it on before Dembele is able to shut him down. Not only does he free Liverpool from the pressure of a Spurs attack, but he also manages to work the ball to Coutinho. What this move results in is the Coutinho chance, which Toby Alderweireld blocks. And Liverpool have been accused of being too safe in midfield recently. There are examples of passes being too safe when incisive ones were there to be played. It stunted many attacks and left Liverpool frustrated as teams have been able to fall back into defensive shapes. But the above is an example of the progressive passing Wijnaldum showcased on Saturday. He's in possession and Dembele is quickly in to close him down. There's a pass on to Milner, shown by the white arrow. But instead, Ginny plays a pass to Coutinho, highlighted by the red arrow. It's risky, but it pays off. It takes the Belgian midfielder out of the game, and if Coutinho's pass would have been better, then Mane would have been in against Alderweireld. This wasn't the only time either. In the above two pictures, you get to see just how inventive Wijnaldum can be on the ball. There's a pass on to Henderson, shown by the white arrow. But it's a pass Victor Wanyama is anticipating, and he's already making a move to close down the captain. Instead, Wijnaldum plays a back heel to Milner and takes three Spurs players out of the game. In behind, those three players are Milner, Coutinho and Firmino, who are all in space between the lines. It was ingenious. It's not always about stats and goals, but perhaps now people will appreciate what Wijnaldum brings to the table and why he's fully capable of putting on a magic show. If you're one of the lovely humans who reads my latest news column, which I so gratuitously plugged at the start of Sam's piece here and appear to be doing so again, Sam, I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry. Then you'll know that I'm not exactly a Wijnaldum convert because I've always been a Wijnaldum fan. And I completely could relate to friends of mine, people who understand the game, who are good readers of the game, whose opinions of the game I respect, who said to me, what does he do? The question that Sam's piece starts with. And I get that. I do get that. It's possibly not as discernible as it could be. I hate the smugness of the people who are, if you can't see, then blah, blah, blah. That's just get out of here with that. But by the same token, it was quite apparent, I think, from early on that, you know, if you wanted to give credit where credit was due, you could see the obvious things that Wijnaldum does. Now, like Sam says, maybe it wasn't the sexiest of contributions. There weren't goals, there weren't, you know, delightful assists, but he was absolutely crucial to what was going on in those early wonderful performances, and he still is, and now we see goals, and now we see assists, and I don't care if we don't see any more goals, any more assists between now and the end of the year, if he continues to do what he's done since pretty much minute one. Now, can he stink the place out? Yes, he can. I narrated a piece by Carl earlier on, Carl Kopak, and Carl's a fan, but he can also admit that when Ginny's bad, he's terrible, and he has been on a couple of occasions, but then most of our lot have over the last 4 weeks, and Wijnaldum, when he's on it, this is the man that will make the difference between us going on a winning run and not, and it's because he does stuff which links the play, which opens up spaces, which there was a terrible, terrible phrase when I was a kid that people used to use. They call it silent spade work. Now, I used to cringe even hearing it, but it kind of applies to Wijnaldum. He's an industrious man, but there's a lovely, refined quality to what he does as well. He's the kind of player I love. I'll be honest, he's the kind of player I love. Realistically, Ginny Wijnaldum is consistent, Lucas. Is that right? I'm not sure about that one. Yeah, I'll get back to you on that.
Thank you for listening to AI Audible. You can read this episode's article along with many others on AnfieldIndex.com. You can download our AI channel app on iOS and Android. And you can find all our AI Audible episodes on Twitter at AI Audible and on AnfieldIndex.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.